This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we were down in the dumps to start the show, bickering like a married couple, and we had two members of the show that were actually at the game yesterday. So there had to be a good time in the lead up to the game as Owen and Mitch behind the glass probably had a great time together. Were you guys buying each other drinks? Were you guys, you know, holding hands? Do you do rally cap when it's scoreless, when it's 0-0? Were you locking arms?
You have to do that. Yeah, bottom of like the eighth inning, you got to get the rally cap.
What was that like, guys?
We didn't really speak much to each other, despite being two rows away.
Not only did we not speak much to each other, there was one interaction between the two of us in nine innings, and after Quan made the catch, I turned around, Mitch is behind me, and he goes, I can't hear him, I just read his lips. He goes, hell of a game. Hell of a game. And that was it.
You really bonded.
He stood 10 feet away from me, my wife, and one of my children.
Yeah. You didn't say hi to his wife?
I did not.
God, you can't be helped.
Owen sent a picture yesterday at 4:11. Mitch is in the back.
He's in the background,
by the
lurking.
Home run porch. Is that where you were?
That's looks like the left field. Yeah,
looks like the Menendez brothers in the background of the Mark Jackson card.
You were that close, and you didn't go over and talk at any point.
He was with his family.
Dude, you're supposed to go up and meet his wife and his kid.
Yeah, he works on the show that you work on.
I know.
No, you don't, because then you would have went and said something to him.
I was with my friends already, and I didn't want to bother them.
Mitch, your dad's an athletic director. Like, you can't. I want to blame your father, but I just have to blame you because it's not Gary's fault. You got to go up and say something to people, man. You can't just be a weirdo,
Mitch,
and lord over them.
To be fair,
in the
I was very dialed into the game. If that's an excuse,
no, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Mitch,
when did you see him? Baseball game.
When did you see Owen first?
I didn't see him until I saw the picture in the group chat.
Did you go alone?
Oh, no, I met some friends there. Yeah, I mean, I went to the game alone, but I met with some friends.
So were you completely catatonic to them? You didn't pay attention to them at all during the game?
I didn't speak for much of the game until there were like some cheering moments. I was like sitting there with my rally towel like clenched in my fist.
What time did you show up?
Like 3:30, I think.
What time did you see him?
I noticed him.
Might have been 3.
About 4 o'clock.
So it was before first pitch?
Yeah.
You should have said something to him, Mitch.
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't.
You go up to a man and his wife that you work with, you say hello, that's what you do.
It's a great opportunity to network like a normal human being. You have interaction with people. What color?
You don't have to stay there with him.
But what is crazy is, we talked about yesterday, I had a 500 level ticket. We got in early enough that there was a spot in left field on the drink rails, which is my preferred. I prefer right field. Sure. But left field was fine. It was a little shadier, so a little cooler.
I'm surprised you were able to get down there.
But we walked in at 3 o'clock, and we're like, no way, there's a spot here. Let's go. I had enough room that had Mitch come down and wanted to stand by us for a few minutes, because he was kind of in a crowd up there. Would have had a great view other than 15 feet of left field.
Mitch, do you not like Owen?
No, I do like Owen.
He wanted to be
doesn't
weird.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, he's a weirdo. I got this lesson taught to me. I swear to God, I was in first grade or might have been kindergarten. Mr. McBurney, my school principal, his son was on a baseball team. I swear to God, his son was on a baseball team. They were all older. And I was like a bat boy for the other team. My buddy's older brother, Regis, I was like bat boy that day. I remember it was a bad, cold day, but they were still playing the baseball game. And I didn't go say hi to Mr. McBurney because I got in trouble earlier that week, and I thought he would yell at me in front of my parents. I swear to God, I was afraid of that because my parents were at the game. And he pulled me aside on like Tuesday. They say, he goes, why didn't you say hi to me at all during the game? He goes, you understand that's weird, right? I'm like, I just thought you'd yell at me, Mr. McBurney. I'm sorry. He goes, son, you go and say hi to people. That's what you do.
That's what we're doing, Mitch. We're pulling you aside like Mr. McBurney.
Yes. Now you're making it out to be like, I'm afraid of Owen. I'm not afraid of Owen.
Apparently you are. Seems like it. I mean, is it rocky relationship behind the scenes that we don't know about?
You can't go and shake the hands of a veteran and his wife?
Don't put that on me. We're not doing that.
Have you ever told him thank you for your service even once in your life?
I'm sure
you
have.
No, you haven't. I'm sure you would know.
Owen, thank you.
Owen would have bought you a drink. Yeah, by the way, Owen, thank you for your service. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your love of this country and your patriotism. You. Would you have bought a drink for Mitch?
Absolutely.
Have some nice bonding.
I bought a drink for a guy who dropped his twisted tea yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's playoff baseball. It's like I want to be playoff Santa Claus. Just give the gifts.
Wow.
It's Owen's largesse that has saved you from me completely ridiculing you for the rest of the show. You should know that.
You're going to do that for two consecutive hours.
Do you know how he has looked out for you behind the scenes when your match could have come down? The firing squad
could
have been there, and he stepped up for you.
Could not have saved you
with management.
With a cigarette in my mouth and put the blindfold on.
With the corporate bigwigs that were in town. Yep. You didn't even know they were in town. He saved your ass, and that's how you repay him?
Thank you for your services, Owen.
You should know that.
Anyway, next time, say hi.
Yeah, say hi next time. Be affable, for crying out loud.
Sure, I will.
Are you? Will you?
If there's a game five.
Coming up. Oh, great. Now you want the Guardians to lose.
Yeah,
so they can get to a game five.
Wow. I do want the World Series to go to 6 or 7 games, and I'll explain later.
I can't wait to hear that. John, now he's teasing his own bits on our show.
Mitch explains.
John Greco.
Yeah, who needs Clarissa?
Former Brown guard. She still follow you on Twitter? Current analyst John Greco going to join us next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.